weird.
Elijah, are you ready to be bringing on the weird?
Whoa, dude. What was that?
Well, 9/19 is Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Really?
Yep, we're going to be a bit off from that with this episode. And my brain is kind of fuzzy right now because of the new platform that we're going to be on and the brand new thing that we're doing. And I do that intro instead of the normal intro.
That's all right. You were like, what the hell is that movie? Talladega Nights? He was like, I don't know what to do with my hands. You know, it starts up and you're like, arr, matey.
It's fine. We're just rolling with it. That's what we do.
Yeah, it's all right, man.
Oh, hold on. Let me get into character.
Ooh.
How about that?
Yeah. There we go. That looks good, man. Need a hook. You know?
I don't know the history of the hook hands. I don't know if that's a thing that was just in fiction or if that was really a pirate thing. Maybe if I continue to do anything pirate related, then I'll find out about that. Because pirate history is freaking crazy.
Is it?
Yeah. There was a golden age of piracy. Did you know that?
No.
There was a good time to be a pirate. And then suddenly, there was a bad time to be a pirate.
Well, I mean, who didn't want to be a pirate when they were a kid? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, but I'm talking about like the late 1700s, or no, early 1700s. Maybe late 1600s. I think Edward Teach, who eventually became Blackbeard, was born in 1680. But they're actually not 100% sure about that.
You know more about pirates than I do.
But really, what this episode is going to be, Talk Like a Pirate. I'm going to talk about why September 19th is Talk Like a Pirate Day. And I'm going to go down a bunch of terms. Some of them, yeah, of course, everybody knows a bunch of them. Which actually is more fictional than it was historical.
Really?
Yep. It was mostly brought about because of the guy who played, the pirate from Treasure Island.
I don't know. I tried to read that book once, and I was like...
Robert Louis Stevenson's book, The Treasure Island, when Disney, when they made a movie of it, the guy who played him, Robert Newton, I believe... He really did a number on the character, but Robert Louis Stevenson actually created some really wild fiction for pirates in the Treasure Island book, like Shiver Me Timbers. It appears in that book 7 times, and the pirates in history didn't really talk about that, Shiver Me Timbers. Like, what are you talking about? You're cold? Is your tree cold? What's going on?
So if you went down to the old drinking hole or whatever the fuck they called it, and you said, whoa, shiver me timbers, the pirates would say, hey, what are you talking about? What are you? I can't do a pirate.
Yeah, that would be completely confused. And then you might be dancing the hempen jig. You know what that means?
No.
Hung. They'd hang you.
Oh.
Dancing the hempen jig.
I thought you meant a different kind of hung.
What?
Hey, I don't know. You know what I just realized? We didn't even tell them the new platform. We just said we're on a new platform, and then we just fucking skipped right over it.
I'm just completely blown away by everything that I'm trying to do the episode. But yeah, what platform are we on now?
We're going to be on Rockfin. And Rockfin is a subscription-based. It's similar to a YouTube, but they also have premium content for $10 a month. You'll be able to get this episode, the video, completely unedited. We're not going to edit any of it at all because I don't fucking want to. So if you want to follow us on Rockfin, I guess go to rockfin.com/bringontheweird.
Boom, that easy.
Yeah.
R-O-K-F-I-N?
Correct, yeah. And they say it's the best way to monetize your content.
And that's what we're going to do. The plan is for us, like, we've been poking around Rockfin for just a little while. And today we got word that we would be launching our channel. And there's currently, as we record this, there's no content. But we are definitely planning. You're brainstorming, I'm brainstorming in our own heads. And then it'll come together somehow or another with a bunch of content. So if you're already on Rockfin, just find us and follow or subscribe or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, if you like an episode, you can give us a tip. You can do tips on there. We can do lives on there. We can post articles on there. All sorts of stuff, man.
That's the plan, is to do live shows also. So that could get very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we can barely do this live with just me and you. Imagine what we're going to do if we have a fucking audience.
Right. We have a chat over there just spinning out of control.
Well, out of control. I don't know. How many people you think is going to be watching? You think we're going to hit that 10 mil mark?
Oh, my goodness. If we hit that 10 mil mark. Like I said, if we hit that 10 million follower mark on Rockfin, my brain's going to be leaking out of my head, and that's going to be the content for 3 weeks.
That's kind of how I feel in most of our episodes, that my brain is just leaking out.
Right. Now, this one, it's not going to be so much. It's just, this one's supposed to be a good time because the last couple of topics, woo, man.
Yeah. Not necessarily a deep dive for me for 9/11, but too much, man. Just too much. I need a palate cleanser. I need something else.
Oh, there you go. I don't know if your palate would like some grog. Let me tell you about some grog.
Please do.
You ever had grog?
I don't think so.
Ah, well, the grog. The grog be fixing what ails ya. An alcoholic drink, usually rum diluted with water. But in this context, you could use it to refer to any alcoholic beverage other than beer. And we aren't prepared to be picky about that either. Call your beer grog if you want. We won't stop you. Water aboard ship was stored for long periods in slimy wooden barrels, so you can see why rum was added to each sailor's water ration, to kill the rancid taste.
I think I had heard that, maybe not pirates, but I had heard that back in the day, like the Pilgrims or something else, they drank beer because it was like easier to drink. That's what IPA is. Because they had to put extra hops in it to make it last, survive the journey and shit like that.
Oh.
And that's what they drank. I mean, obviously you got to have a little water, but, you know,
right.
I'd rather have 12 beers to two waters, you know?
I guess it would depend on the beer. I mean, today's world, we have, you know, you can have beer as light as you want or as heavy as you want. But then, did they have a choice then? They just put sugar and some corn together or something, and whatever was fermented was fermented. If you scoop out of the top, it's a little lighter. If you scoop out of the bottom, it's a little heavier.
Yeah, that's probably how it worked. You got what you got. I think my kids' teachers say, you get what you get, and you don't get upset.
And you don't have a fit.
Maybe it's don't have a fit.
It sounds more poetic.
If you say you get what you get and not get what you get, if you get what you get and you don't get upset, but if you get what you get and you don't throw a fit, I don't know.
I guess it depends on what part of the country you're from.
Yeah, it depends on, I don't know, your dialect, your whatever.
Speak of the dialect. There's pirate dialect all over the world. There was Irish pirates and Scottish pirates and British pirates, Spanish pirates. Pretty sure there was African pirates. There's Chinese pirates. I mean, Americas weren't really doing too much yet when the piracy was really picking up. Caribbean pirates, they were all over the place. So there was any number of languages that the pirates would have spoke. There were Mediterranean pirates, too. Can't remember what nationality they actually were, but they were pirates about in the Mediterranean Sea, which is crazy. It doesn't seem big if you're looking on a map, but I guess it was big enough that, you know, cruising along and get pirated.
I don't know. It seems fun. Not to get pirated, but
to do just the pirating.
Yeah, just fucking sail around with your buddies, drinking rum, just showing up at these different fucking port towns. And you're like, "Grr, give me a mug of your finest rum." A mug of rum.
A mug of rum.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they had mugs. A tankard.
Just pour it in my hands and I'll... You know?
Get out of the way. I put my face in a barrel. This website, talklikeapirate.com, it's got all kinds of stuff on there. And these guys are just a couple of dudes that come up with the day for September 19th being Talk Like a Pirate Day. And now I think it's internationally recognized as Talk Like a Pirate Day. Just two dudes. John Bauer, or Boar, and Mark Summers. And they like to be called Captain Slappy and Old Chum Bucket.
Mark Summers.
Not Double Dare Mark Summers.
No?
No. These guys have a couple of videos, and neither one of them look like Mark Summers from Double Dare.
I just noticed you're wearing a pirate shirt, too.
Yes, I am. I did that on purpose.
I was hoping.
It says, I just got this when we were in North Carolina also. I got a book about Blackbeard also, and I just started reading it this morning because I knew I wasn't going to go down the history of that. This is mostly for talking like a pirate terms and all that. But anyway, the shirt says, and it's on the breast here, and then on the back it's huge, "Drinking before 10 a.m. makes you a pirate, not an alcoholic."
Aye.
I don't know what you'd be drinking before 10 a.m., but there it is.
Aye, right? Isn't that what they say? Aye. For like, yeah?
Yeah, that's all over the place. Aye, aye, aye.
Or is that slang?
Aye. Why, yes, I agree most heartily with everything you just said or did. Aye, aye. I'll get right on that, sir, as soon as my break is over.
Look, when your captain tells you to do something, you stop your break and you go. You go swabbing the decks.
You swab the poop deck, you scurvy dog.
Yeah.
Ooh, scurvy.
Aye.
You know what scurvy is?
A lack of vitamin C?
Yes. And in piratical history, when, you know, everybody's a scurvy dog, what happened was there was a captain. I can't remember who it was, but I just looked at this. One of them decided because the crewmates would get their ration of rum, and at one point it was pretty much all you can drink. But then the crewmates would everybody on the crew, they would be completely wasted and a waste of space. They couldn't do anything. They couldn't go swab the poop deck because they're falling over all over the poop deck and probably pooping on the poop deck.
Ooh, definitely puking.
Oh yeah, puking on the puke deck.
Puking on the poop deck.
Yeah, that
puking
one too.
On the pee deck and pooping on the puke deck.
What all comes together.
In the center on the...
That's why they were brown.
Pee deck. Maybe.
We'll just blend in. There'd be no stains on my clothes.
They all used to be white. Just shit and puke everywhere. Rum just sloshed all over them.
Ah, all the fluids. But... Eventually, the captains decided that they would have rations of the rum instead of all you can drink, all you can pour into a little bit of water. You want a little bit of water with your rum? You want a little bit of rum with your water? So eventually, they had rations, and there was sort of a pay system. If you wanted something additional, you would have to do something additional. Like they could trade... I think I have that article up, but I'm not sure. The story of grog begins with a story of colonialism, British expansion, and rum. William Penn landed in what is now known as Jamaica in the 1600s. That William Penn, the father of the William Penn who passed on his name to Pennsylvania. So his son founded Pennsylvania or passed on his name to Pennsylvania. How about that? As Brits were wont to do in those days, he stole the land from the natives and claimed it for the royal crown. Yay.
Wow.
Go Britain.
Yeah. What a guy, huh?
Good guys. All around.
I found it first. No, you didn't. Uh-huh.
And the Native Americans were like, seriously? I pee-pee behind my teepee.
And just fucking cannonballs come blasting in. Told you. Because they all started running. It's like the, you know, when you go to win a car for like a radio contest, the last person touching it wins the car.
Mm-hmm.
They just blast cannonballs and all the Native Americans run. And he's like, I got it now. I was the last one here. Seems like some weird Mr. Beast contest.
See who would be the last one to run from cannons?
Yeah.
Cannon fire?
Yeah.
Freaking Mr. Beast.
I told my kids he was a dork. And they were like,
no, you didn't.
I said, it looks kind of dorky. I don't know.
But man, dude is bankrolling.
How? You
I don't know. Yeah. He does all those goofy challenges, and then he has all that money, and he's like, I'll give you a bunch of money if you do this thing, and then people just watch that because they're interested in who's winning a bunch of money, so then he gets more money.
His burgers are kind of whack.
What?
Have you tried his burgers?
I have no idea about it. A Beast Burger? Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think it's called Mr. Beast Burger.
What?
They're kind of like Smash Burgers, but they're lacking something, you know? Some what? Spice.
Are you trying to make one?
No, we bought them.
What? That's a thing?
Yeah, the Green Turtle around here, not far from our house, they were selling them. So they, I don't know how the fuck it works, but they make them, and then, like, Mr. Beast Burger is operating out of their kitchen or something. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
But they were just lacking.
Yeah, you know, they're no Five Guys. They're no Jake's Way Back. They're no Elijah Smash Burgers.
Impossible Whopper.
It would be impossible for me to eat that.
But you did.
You did. I never ate it.
And the what?
You ate an Impossible Whopper.
I ate an Impossible Whopper. You're right. It wasn't bad. It was fine. Yeah. I'd eat it again.
Blaspheming on this fucking... This is the debut of our Rockfin shit, and you're blaspheming all over it.
Because of the Impossible Whopper?
Yeah.
Well, you're paying Mr. Beast directly.
Nope. Not anymore. I did one time.
It just wasn't... Something just wasn't right about it?
There was no flavor. It was like, there's no flavor to the meat. It's like they throw the meat on, they smash it down... Throw some cheese on it and then put it on the bun. But they didn't put any seasoning on it. It was weird. I don't know.
Couldn't spring for a little salt, pepper?
I guess not. I bet pirates had salt and pepper. They had plenty of salt, I guess, in the water.
I don't know what they ate out at sea. Because if they could just barely, I mean, they had all the grog they could drink. I don't know what they actually ate out there. They'd have to sail a couple of weeks if they're going from Europe to the Americas.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean...
Just fish?
A lot of...
Bunch of tuna. A lot of tuna.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I would think they would have something else, you know? Like, I don't know, dry goods like rice.
Maybe. I didn't get into that. Maybe if I keep doing pirate episodes. But I don't know. I'd have to find something that's definitely out there. The whole Captain Kidd story is interesting. But I don't know if that would be good for what we're doing.
No, I don't know.
To keep going with grog, I guess. So the only problem was in the New World, wine and beer weren't readily available. So here comes sugar and humankind's natural inclination to turn anything fermentable into drinkable alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we do, man.
Yes, sir. Potatoes, turn into vodka. Corn, whiskey.
Dandelions? Dandelion wine. That's a thing.
What?
Yeah.
Just making stuff up now?
No, I'm telling you. They used to do it in, I don't know, in the South.
That sounds like mead.
It sounds awful. Have you ever had dandelion tea? Nah. Don't want to. You don't even have to answer it.
I don't think so.
It's terrible. It tastes like you're drinking dirt.
Earth. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, if they said that drinking dandelion tea would prevent or help your cancer, would you go ahead and drink that earth drink?
I would drink it. I would drop it in my eyes. I would shoot it up my butthole.
That's sure.
I mean, I guess if they say just drink it, I would just drink it, but...
Enema of the cancer.
I'd try all those things, man. Why not? You know what I mean? I'll try anything once.
I believe I've read that someplace that dandelion tea actually helps with cancer.
I think there's probably a lot of things that help a lot of diseases that we don't know about because big pharma.
Yeah. We could talk hours and hours about that.
We did. We did a long episode on it when I got too drunk. And I was slurring my words by the end. It was...
mad.
It was not good.
Oh, and then the other one, Travis Walton. That one got a little crazy, too.
I don't... See, you told me that before, but I don't remember.
Man, oh, man. I don't think we're going to get into it.
But we're trying to lose our dad bods, so...
That's the idea. So, drink significantly less.
Yeah, so if anybody's wondering what happened to that segment, we're not doing it anymore because we're working on our figures here a little bit.
A little bit. We'll see how it goes. One Punch Man, here I come.
I don't know what it is. A lot of push-ups and sit-ups, I guess. You build up to it or something.
Yeah. So the ultimate One Punch Man workout is 100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups, 100 squats, and a 10-kilometer run on a day, and do that every day for 3 years. Yeah, dude. I know.
What?
Then One Punch Man is badass.
Isn't he a cartoon?
Yeah, he's a cartoon.
Well,
it's an anime.
I know, but any cartoon could be badass.
Yeah, but come on, dude. If there's a dude doing all that every day for 3 years, it doesn't have to be just a dude. It could be anybody. You'd be like, damn.
Yeah, that would be badass.
Then while you're doing all that stuff, there's barely any time to eat. So you just eat what you can, when you can, if you're trying to accomplish all that.
Yeah, there's a lot of other things I'd rather do than do that shit every day. Like eat a taco.
Have a taco. Yeah, have a whole Big Mac.
Yeah.
So I figured out that 10 kilometers is 6.5 miles. And if you walk 3 miles per hour, that's a pretty fair pace, I would say. Then it would take you about an hour and a half, give or take. If you can keep that pace to walk it alone, but to run it, people run that shit all the time.
It would take you like 2.5 hours to walk it.
Right.
Yeah.
2+ hours.
Not interested. It's too much.
Maybe tomorrow.
Most likely not.
The only issue I would see being in states that have seasons would be those real shitty days when it's like 95 degrees. That would suck. Or when it's like 10.
I got a treadmill right here. I could almost reach it.
You can do everything inside then.
It's very dusty because it... I don't know. I fuck with it sometimes, but I just went and canceled my gym membership. You know, last time I signed in at the gym?
When?
November of 2019.
Oh, right before the world fell apart.
Oh, yeah. But I haven't been back since.
You could?
I just canceled it.
Oh, well, you can't now?
Well, I got until, I think, the end of October or middle of October.
All right.
But the Pirates didn't have gyms, did they?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. The guy who was named after Grog, Edward Vernon, he's the guy who kept his men from drunkenly steering their ship through troubled waters. He went by the name Old Grog because of his heavy Grogum cloak. I don't know what a Grogum cloak is.
Yeah, that's weird.
What?
That's a weird thing.
Grogum?
Grogum cloak?
Don't know. I didn't dig into the history of that. So he said the daily allowance of half a pint a man is to be mixed with a quart of water, to be mixed in one scuttled butt kept for that purpose, and to be done upon deck and in the presence of the lieutenant of the watch, who is to see that the men are not defrauded of their allowance of rum. It is to be served in 2 servings, one in the morning and the other in the afternoon. The men that are good husbands may, from the savings of their salt provisions and bread, purchase sugar and limes to make the water more palatable to them. That was Admiral Vernon's official order on August 21st, 1740, on Her Majesty's ship Burford in the Port Royal Harbor. So that's what he said. So he almost made a bar on the ship to keep people in line. And, of course, they were all pissed off about it, but, I mean, it kept them in line. And the guys who earned the sugars and the limes actually were less likely to get scurvy because limes have vitamin C.
Yeah. I wonder if the sugar played any role in it. Probably not, right? Just the lime?
That's what I'm thinking, just the lime. But, of course, the sugar just made things more palatable. It was almost a daiquiri.
Okay.
A little rum. A little sugar, a little lime, a little water.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mix water in my rum.
Why?
Could I just have the rum and then have it like a, can I have a cup of water on the side? Can I drink it that way? Do I have to mix them?
You don't want your rum diluted at all?
No.
Why? You put your rum on rocks?
No.
All right.
I guess if it's like a rum and coke, I do. But if I have it straight, I don't put it. Whiskey I'll put on the rocks. Or like a scotch or something, but...
But not rum.
No. Not tequila. And vodka is the devil.
All right. Scurvy killed way more people than even regular battles.
Did it kill more than COVID?
Nothing. Nothing kills more than COVID. Come on.
It is the ultimate warrior. The ultimate destroyer.
We can't even have a variant that's not related to COVID now. It can't be flu from this allergy. It's not flus anymore. Everything is COVID.
I know. And I just fucking spun this episode off. I'm sorry. We should just stop now because we will rant on this. You know we will.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to stop. And I apologize for detouring us.
I'll say this little fact here, then we'll take a break, and then we'll get into just goofy pirate shit. In the 7 Years' War that lasted from 1756 to 1763, there was a total of 184,899 sailors involved total, but 133,708 of them died from scurvy.
Damn.
It was only 50,000 that actually died from something else.
Damn.
Yeah. So that was fucking bad. Scurvy is stupid.
Yeah. Sounds pretty stupid.
Well, I don't know why. The lack of vitamin C will mess you up.
Yeah. Lack of vitamin D. Lack of vitamin B. Vitamins are very important. It's hard to get them properly these days.
I would say because of such a mass production of food, we're trying to feed so many people. Of course, we're not accomplishing that either. But mass-produced food loses what it needs.
It draws all the nutrients out of the ground, and you're just plant, 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 and there's no nutrients left. You're not getting nutrients in your food anymore. I mean, some food you are, but you're not getting it like you used to. You're not like... If I was to plant a garden in my yard, I would get nutrients. But I can't plant the same shit over and over and over again because it's going to keep drawing those nutrients out of the soil to where there's none left.
Right. Farming's crazy too, dude.
Farming be crazy.
With our local pumpkin patch, I think for 2 years they will plant the pumpkins on one side of the farm field. And then they plant corn stalks on the other side of the farm field, and that's where they do their corn maize. So I think it's 2 years in one place and then they swap it. So for 2 years we'll go to one side and get our pumpkins, and then the other side we go to the corn maize, and then they swap it because the pumpkins will draw so much of the nutrients out of one field and the corn will draw different nutrients out of the other field, and they got to swap them, and whatever they do. They're farmers. I'm not.
That's why you see one year it'll be a cornfield, and the following year it'll be like a soybean field.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the year after that, back to corn. They right. alternate.
And I love the fact in the Jonestown story is horrible, but the dude that came from Ohio area that was part of Jonestown that went down there, he was trying to work with the locals to plant stuff, and Ohio, the United States in general, are, you know, pretty much mid-Atlantic. We have a certain type of crops that we can grow in certain regions, even in the United States itself, but down there, it's right up, right on the equator. So shit was really crazy, and they had to burn the trees to get the nutrients from the trees, in, even in the ash, and mix that in the dirt just to grow something that they could eat.
Well, you hear about it in volcanic areas. There's a lot of nutrients in the soil. Like, volcanic soil is apparently pretty good to grow vegetables. Or fruit.
Really?
Something. Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Awesome. I didn't know that.
I think Hawaii is fucking covered in forests and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And it costs a pile of money just for a hamburger over there.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't be eating hamburgers over there. You should be going to pig roast all the time and eating pineapples and, I don't know, what, coconuts and shit.
I think so. Yeah, that's, if I ever go to Hawaii, that's what I'm going to do. Pork and coconuts. Pork and nuts.
Well, we should probably take a break on that one.
Yes. Avast! We're back!
Aye.
Careful. Don't hurt yourself.
Well, I told you, I can't do a pirate, man. Ooh, I'm going to have to cut that and say, and have it say, I can't do a pirate, man.
We can do a pirate woman?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think my wife would be happy about it.
Be you on the lookout for a bunghole. A bunghole is the hole in the wooden cask, the barrel.
I knew that. I don't know. How did I know that?
I don't know.
Maybe I just thought it. Maybe I didn't know it. Just thought it.
The stopper in the barrel is called the bung, and the hole is called the bung hole.
I don't. What am I, 14? Why am I laughing at bung hole so so much? Oh, my God.
Of course, we know lubber, landlubber, somebody who loves the land. Smartly, do something quickly.
I bet there's a lot of people who don't know it's landlubber.
Not landlubber?
Yeah, a lot of people say landlubber.
Well, who are those people?
Just people? I don't know.
Proper English. Posh people.
Yeah, probably. Because they don't know pirate speak. They're not watering down their rum. They're drinking champagne.
I don't like champagne.
What? Have you ever had a mimosa?
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. We have them every Christmas morning. I can't wait till Christmas.
It sounds like heartburn. I'm getting heartburn just thinking about it.
I have a whole bottle. My wife has a whole bottle.
Of heartburn?
Of mimosa? Champagne.
Oh.
No, I'm
Christmas
kidding.
Morning?
No. I was waiting for you to catch on. Hell no, we don't have that much. My God. Be fucking hammered trying to put toys together. Like, fucking cross-threading every screw.
Okay. Putting toys together, you're not even going to be able to open your own presents.
Presents? What adult gets presents? Not me.
You don't open your own stuff?
We don't really do presents that much for each other. Little something.
I guess. Well, as long as that little something that you get each other isn't a coupon to go to Crack Jenny's Teacup. That's to spend the night in a house of ill repute.
Oh. Yeah, she's not getting that from me.
No.
She is not getting a trip there from me.
That's not going to be in the coupon book.
Nope. I'll add an extra hug coupon.
Need a 12th thing? There we go. What's another good one? Oh. This is fun. A letter of marque was from the government who sanctioned the privateers. Privateers were people who were, how can I say this? they were pirates, but they were official pirates by the government. So the only thing really that they had that I understand is a pass from the government to go do pirating.
They're fucking politicians.
Yes.
Yeah. They're the American government. They're the fucking... like, all right, we'll turn our head. You guys go do your thing, and we'll pretend we didn't see it.
For a while. And that's what happened with Captain Kidd. Because they gave him a letter of marque. They gave him a pass to go do piracy for a long time, he was. And this was in the golden age of piracy. And it lasted until they didn't want it to last. And then they're like, hold up. You did pirate stuff? What letter of marque? We didn't give you a letter of marque. Kill him.
That is some straight up American government shit right there. The CIA would do that. The guy's like, hey, whoa, you told me to fucking kill JFK. I'm like, we? What? Us? No. You did that. Mm. Me? Uh-uh. Lock him up.
Throw away the key. Terrorists.
And then he fucking hangs himself in jail.
What? Of course he did. Oh, no. With old Captain Kidd, they did not just hang him. Actually, the first time, the rope broke. So it didn't kill him the first time. So the people were like, yeah, you tried to hang him. You guys messed up. So maybe he's good. Nope. We'll do it again. Take him back up. Immediately. Did it again. Killed him. And then what they fucking did was they gibbeted him, which meant they left his body. They like bound his body and just left him hanging over the Thames River, I believe, for 3 years.
What?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Why?
To prove a point, to show that they weren't fucking around. Don't do piracy or this could be you.
They bound him up, but they didn't wrap him up like a mummy.
No, it was like just...
So they could see, they're like, oh shit, there's fucking Billy the Kid or whatever the hell his name is.
Captain Kidd.
Captain Kidd. Whoa. That's fucking metal.
Yeah. They were just Iron Maiden. They just like bound him... The gibbeting thing that I saw was, it was like, I don't know if it was metal or leather straps that were every probably 6 or so inches from bound around the head and then down a little bit, probably the neck area, and then, you know, 6-10 inches all the way down to the feet, and the feet were supported.
Why would they have to bind the head?
Just to hold it up, I guess. So it would be, one picture I saw was just a skull, and the rest of the body was gone. It was just an artist rendering, but that's pretty much what they saw eventually.
Well, yeah, after 3 fucking years, I imagine so.
Yeah.
The birds have had a field day with them.
Mm-hmm. So don't be a pirate.
Damn it.
And I believe, I'm pretty sure when they did that, and used him as an example, that was when the golden age of piracy kind of come to an end, because of like, I don't end up like that dude.
Yeah, I know if I was a pirate and I saw Captain Kirk up there, I would say, oh shit, time to hang up my old fucking peg leg and hook.
I'm retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what's another good fun one? Well, Shiver Me Timbers. An expression of surprise or strong emotion. In stormy weather and rough seas, the support timbers of a ship would shiver, which might startle the crew. The phrase may have been less common during the golden age of piracy than it had become later in fictional works, like Treasure Island. Bumbo. Here you go. Here's another drink. It's not grog. Bumbo, or bamboo. A popular pirate drink made from rum, water, sugar, and nutmeg or cinnamon. Would you try that? A little rum, a little water, a little sugar, a little nutmeg.
Yeah, I'd try that. Give it a shot. Probably not good.
I don't know. I'd check it out. It almost sounds like, well, no, it doesn't. Because eggnog, you throw milk in there with all that.
There's this this place at Outer Banks that we go to. It's called Sunset Grill, I think it is.
Okay.
And they have this drink. I got it last time. It was so good. It was like rum, pineapple, coconut. I think there was nutmeg on top of it. normally I don't get drinks like that, but I wanted to because it came in a fucking, like a pirate cup that you could take home.
Nice.
So I wanted the cup. Normally I drink beer, but this thing was, ooh, good.
That almost sounds like Bumbo, except for the...
I know.
What'd you say was in it? Rum?
Rum. There's pineapple in it. There's coconut in it.
Yeah.
I know. That's what made me think of that drink, and I was like, I could almost taste it now.
You can make it at home.
No. I don't want to stand in the kitchen mixing fucking drinks. It's too much work, man. I go to the fridge, I crack a beer, and that's it.
What, am I here for your entertainment? I'm trying to make me a drink. Leave me the hell alone.
Yeah. What's that fucking movie with Tom Cruise?
What's that movie? It's like 700 of them.
You know what I mean? The bartender movie.
Top Gun. Risky Business.
I think...
Mission Impossible?
No. What the fuck was it?
I don't know. What... Was there a plot? He was just a bartender the whole time. People would watch that.
It was a super old movie. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
He's doing tricks with the bottles and shit.
People go to school for that.
Yeah. I mean, you can make money doing that kind of shit. I don't want you doing that. If you're making my drink, I don't need to see you flipping it around and balancing it on your forehead and all that shit. Don't be fucking tucking it in your armpit. Put it in my cup and let's roll.
That's for kids. Get off my lawn.
You'll get more of a tip if you don't do all that fucking weird spinny shit. Get it to me faster.
The more you fuck around, the lower the tip's going to be. Get on with it.
Yeah, I'm just handing my wife, like I got the ones here for the tip and I'm just handing them to my wife like.
Nope. Oh, another 360 with a bottle, huh? Oh, juggle? Nope.
Mm-mm.
Did you just put that in your armpit? Well, no. You're down to a nickel for a tip now, buddy.
I'm not even paying for the drink now. Got your fucking pit sweat in it.
Cackle fruit.
Mushrooms.
Maybe for the indigenous peoples.
Sounds like drugs.
A little bit. Hen's eggs.
So not a little bit. Not at all. Cackle fruit?
I don't know. Did they have... I guess they took chickens on ships. Why not? What the hell? They're going to lay eggs.
Oh, cackle, like they said cackle instead of cluck.
Maybe. Could be.
I guess. I don't know.
This was the 1700s, so yeah.
Would a chicken make a cackle sound? I don't know. That doesn't sound like a cackle.
Cackle? Crackle.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Oh, this is fun. A grog blossom. I'm pretty sure I've had this, just from drinking anything. A redness on the nose or face of persons who drink ardent spirits to excess.
Ah.
A grog blossom.
I heard that's a sign of an alcoholic. Like a red flushed face all the time.
Oh, all the time, sure. But if I drink in excess, then yeah, I get warm, don't you?
Yeah, I guess. That's when I was ice fishing that one time in my thong. I was drunk as a skunk.
Ice fishing in your thong?
Just a thong, yeah.
That's how you stayed alive then.
No, I'm just kidding. I never did that, you buffoon.
But you've been in a thong. Just not ice fishing.
I'm wearing one right now. You can't see my lower half. I like the way my butt feels on this leather seat.
That's for the Premium Plus subscribers.
No. Nope.
Hang the jib?
Hang the jib. Taking a shit.
It's a pout or a frown. I guess it depends on the shit, but some mornings, it's definitely a little pouty, definitely a little frowny.
I figured because they probably just shit over the railing of the ship, so I figure you're hanging the jib.
I mean, that makes sense, sure. Maybe it was a poop deck because there's poop on the deck. Where did poop? Sometimes it slides off.
A poop corner.
Poop corner.
This is the poop deck. That's the corner you poop in. That's the corner where you throw up all your rum.
Sometimes it blend together. Depends on the ocean.
And then that's the bucket where we scoop all the thrown up rum and we put it back in the barrel because we waste not on the high seas.
Delicious.
Oh, I almost threw up saying it. Why did I do that?
Let's see. Keel haul. To punish someone by dragging them under a ship across the keel where barnacles would build up until near death or death. Both pirates and the Royal Navy were fond of this practice. Holy shit.
Yeah, I've heard of this. And I don't... Maybe... You ever see that show Expedition Unknown?
Mm-mm. I know what you're talking about, but I've never actually watched any episodes.
Yeah, I don't remember who the guy is, but I think he was going looking for some pirate treasure or something like that. And they were talking... It might have been on there where they were talking about that. And this sounds so brutal, man.
Ugh, to be keel-hauled. They just tie you from one side and just drag you along the bottom. Good Lord.
Yeah, it's like I think they tie you to the front and then the rope comes down. And as it's going forward, you're being drugged and like pounded on the bottom. I mean, you're getting sliced to bits. And that's if you can even hold your fucking breath that long. You know what I mean? Like, just.
God. This one would be fun, though, to start using in a conversation. Aye, be loaded to the gunwales.
I don't think I could work that into any conversations.
Why?
I don't know. What's it mean?
To be quite drunk.
Aye.
Look at him. He be loaded to the gunwales.
What the fuck is a gunwale?
I don't know.
That sounds like some Russian experiment.
Operation Gunwale.
Just put guns on the whales.
Oh, it's a different kind of blowhole. Measured for your chains to be outfitted for a gibbet cage. There you go. Or a gibbet. Gibbeting.
Aren't those little things they put in Crocs called gibbets?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Dude, what the hell did we just stumble on?
Yep. Fucking with our kids, man.
If it's pronounced gibbet, it's G. So I've been pronouncing it gibbet, or it's gibbet, maybe. But the things that you put on the Crocs, that's how it's spelled. So they're refashioning this word that was fucking heinous 300 years ago, 400 years ago. The gibbets.
See?
So a gibbet cage or a gibbet cage. What?
See? Burn the Crocs. All of them.
All of them.
I'm just kidding. I fucking love my Crocs.
Nope. I refuse.
You refuse to wear Crocs?
Yes.
Have you ever tried to wear Crocs?
I haven't worn them for a lengthy period of time, but my feet sweat, and I don't want some nastiness down in the bottom of that shoe, that plastic.
It's a foam rubber, dude, and there's fucking holes on the side.
But under my foot.
Well, it'll drain out. Tilt your foot.
No.
What are you, sweating buckets?
This gets funky. It'll just get funky down there. I know it'll get funky. I'm good with flip-flops. Flip-flops for me.
I hate flip-flops.
Like that thong between your toes?
No, I just like them between my butt.
Just the tip.
It's Crocs or slides for me, dude. Just the tip. I was too slow, as always.
A salmagundi, a salad usually consisting of chopped meat, anchovies, eggs, and onions, often arranged in rows on lettuce and served with vinegar and oil. Guess I'm okay with the chopped meat and the eggs and the onions, but I don't know about anchovies.
I'll eat anything. I'll try anything. And usually I like everything. Except I got, an antipasto salad or whatever, and it had anchovies on it. And I was like, all right, cool. I've always wanted to try them. I tried them, and they're like fucking, they're hairy, or what? I don't know if it's bones or what it is, and they're so fucking salty. I don't know if they were just bad anchovies or what, but they were hands down the worst thing I've ever eaten in my entire life. And I've had Brussels sprouts. Yeah, anchovies are worse.
Brussels sprouts are fine.
I can't get them to taste. They never taste good to me. I try, and then next week I'll probably say, I'm going to try them again, because this time I know I'll like them, and I won't like them.
They're like little cabbages.
Yeah. They're like little Martian balls. And they can stay away from me.
Because Martians are green?
The Martians can keep their balls. I don't want them.
I don't know where to go with that. Here we go. We'll do a top 10 pirate pickup lines, and then we'll end this episode. How about that?
Okay, yeah, that's a good way to end it. Listen up, take notes, fellas. Take notes for your for the weekend here.
It was actually there's 10 for men and 10 for ladies. So maybe I'll do 5 for the men and 5 for the ladies. How about that?
There we go. Yeah. Yeah, equality.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Equal opportunity podcast right here.
Pardon me, but would you mind if I fired McCannon through your porthole?
Oh, that's just, it just sounds dirty.
And the delivery has to be right, too. I don't know if I delivered it just right, but.
Wow. I don't know if you could deliver that well.
Well, then you'll like this one. How'd you like to scrape the barnacles off me, rudder?
Ew. That's a pickup line?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah, that sounds like you maybe bathe first and we'll talk. Maybe.
You know, darling. I'm 97% chum-free. 97.
Times were different. Times were different back then.
Yep. Your standards could not be... Yeah, no standards. Throw them out the window.
Yeah.
Well, blow me down?
Okay. I didn't think of that one, but it makes sense.
Prepare to be boarded.
Okay, that one's not... I mean, it's it's pushing it. Like, you can't say any of this shit today. Forget it. You need a fucking consent form just to look at somebody now.
No shit. Mind rape.
But that one's not terrible. It's probably the least invasive one here.
Maybe. But that was the number one. That was the number one for men. And here are the ladies. Number 5. I guarantee ye I've had a 20% decrease in me lice ratio. How about that?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
I've crushed 17 men's skulls between me thighs. Huh?
Just a bit aggressive, you know. In those days, you don't want your head between anybody's thighs, male or female. No, because there's a lot of funk going on down there that you don't want up in your nostrils, you know.
Oh, no, no, no. Come on, lad. Shiver me timbers.
Okay.
Ramming speed. That's what she said to him.
Okay.
And the number one, you, pants off, now.
That would work today.
Yeah, it would. Hell yeah, it would.
Wow.
There you go. Well, we didn't talk like a pirate the whole time, but Talk Like a Pirate Day is September 19th. And that's actually on a Monday this year.
Fucking Mondays.
Well, all the more reason. Maybe you'll wake up with a hangover that day. All for me grog.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
That's it for this one. Hey, tell us your pirate pickup lines. That'd be fun. More pirate words? Tell us anything piratey that you want.
Yeah, make one up. Make it fun. Make it super piratey.
Podchaser.com/BringOnTheWeird. Leave 5 stars and a pirate pickup line or a pirate joke. Anything. Apple Podcasts, look for Bring on the Weird, 5 stars. And, you know, do the thing there too. Of course, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. But all the links are on WeirdnessHQ.com/BringOnTheWeird.
Including the links for our merch stores, which are Zazzle.com/store/BringOnTheWeird. tpublic.com/bringontheweird tpublic.com and search bring on a weird myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird.
There you go.
I need to put it on my desk here so I can, or just hang it over here. I don't know. I get all fucked up.
Well, that could be one of the things you open. Set it up on your stream deck and just hit a button. Boop, opens up a notepad and there it is.
Or just fucking one time where I did it right, just copy it and just hit the audio and just sit back like,
here we go. Dun, da, da.
And you're like, this motherfucker, I gotta say it every time. He's just hitting buttons.
But that was gonna be my sort of, not really an argument, but it gives it personality. If you have to say it every time and then you always We mess up all the time. We bumble through it. We don't always say it the same way every time. It gives a personality. It makes it real. It's not
commercial. I agree.
But not really, sort of. Bah. Stay weird, world.
We'll see you guys next time.